High school basketball is on the air.
As Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the 3-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. Is Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. Scores!
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A 3-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lynn Farrell Arena at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the Hastings College campus. Championship basketball for you tonight, the Class C1 Sub-District 9 girls title game between the St. Cecilia Hawkettes and the Minden Whippets. The Minden Whippets, the number one seed in this five-team sub-district. St. Cecilia Hawkettes, the number two seed in this sub-district. The winner tonight moves on to a district championship game and the automatic trip to the state tournament coming up the first couple of days of March. So the winner tonight moves on. For the loser, if it's St. Cecilia, their season will, for all intents and purposes, be over. That wild card chase, really not in the cards for St. Cecilia. The Minden Whippets in good shape. They're in fourth in the point standings. But both of these teams want to win their way to the state tournament, and they got to win tonight and win a week from tomorrow night, Friday the 24th, in the district championship games for that automatic bid to the state basketball tournament. So the sub-district championship on the line here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena, St. Cecilia, and Minden's girls here this evening. Good evening, everyone. I'm Blaine Bulis, and welcome to Lynn Farrell Arena. St. Cecilia and Minden have met once this season, back in the middle of January, and the Minden Whippets defeated Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 45-42 at Chapman Gym, outscoring the Hawkettes by six in the fourth quarter of that game, as St. Cecilia led for most of the first three, led by three after three, but the Whippets outscored the Hawkettes by six in the fourth quarter, won the game 45-42. Minden is 18-2 on the year, St. Cecilia at 16-5. In the semifinals on Tuesday night, the Minden Whippets fell behind 2-0 to Adams Central, then ran off the next 21 points in a row, led 21-2 after the first quarter, and it took care of the Adams Central Patriots with relative ease, 74-33, to get their 18th win on the basketball season. In that game, the Whippets shot 54% from the floor, out-rebounded Adams Central 31-19 in the contest, and the Whippets also 35% from three-point range on Tuesday night, as Hallie Bauer had 14, Jamie Kissinger 10, and Allison Hollinger off the bench with 11 for the Whippets in that win to advance to the title game. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes are 16-5 on the season. They defeated Kearney Catholic a couple of nights ago, 53-39 in the semifinals, and the St. Cecilia led most of that game. In fact, had a 20-point lead in the third quarter. The Stars got it down to 7 in the fourth, but St. Cecilia hit 8 out of 11 free throws in the fourth quarter and won the game 53-39. Jamie Williams had 15 to lead the way for St. Cecilia as they eliminated the Kearney Catholic Stars. In that basketball game, St. Cecilia shot 40% from the floor. They were 10 of 16 from the free throw line, out-rebounded Kearney Catholic 30-20 in the contest, and won the game 53-39. So St. Cecilia at 16-5, Minden at 18-2 for the sub-district championship, Class C1 sub-district 9 championship game. The winner on to the district title game 1 week from tomorrow night, February the 24th. Well, we're going to take a timeout, and you are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze. Pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We're going to take a timeout and hear from New Tech Seed, and when we return, we're going to have a chance to talk with St. Cecilia basketball coach John Kyle right after this timeout.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the pregame show, the NewTek Seed pregame show here on the Breeze tonight. St. Cecilia and Minden in the girls sub-district championship for class C19. John Kyle with us, the head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Okay, coach, the ball club wins at 16th the other night, 53-39 in the semifinals over Kearney Catholic. Overall, a real good game by your kids.
Very good game for us. The first half we played very well, very good defense and put some points on the board, too. And you really like that. You come out of the gate, the girls were ready, had a lot of adrenaline, and then went out there and made plays. And so we were very happy heading into the halftime. The second half was a little bit of a struggle for us, but got the job done and pulled out the victory.
I know also the defense very good. I know you were happy also with the rebounding. You out-rebound Kearney Catholic the other night and get some offensive production from some folks in the absence of your leading scorer, Chanel Farmer. But so overall, offensively, did a good job. Defensively, the technique was good, and the rebounding was good too.
We did, and we're hoping that's what's going to carry us as far as we go is our defense, because it keeps us in the game. Even when our offense isn't clicking and running on all cylinders, our defense will be there. And we did a real nice job the other night, held their scores down, especially the first half. They're averaging around 60, 65 points, and you know we held them to 13 points that first half, and so we did a very good job.
The Hawkettes advance to the championship to take on the Minden Whippets tonight. These two ball clubs met back in the middle of January on Chapman Gymnasium floor, your home floor. Minden wins at 45-42, outscoring the Hawkettes by 6 in the fourth quarter, but you give Minden only 15 in the first half. In that game, Coach, is this going to come down again tonight to see how well you play defensively?
I think that's a big part of it. You know, we want to definitely control the middle more. Last time they drove the ball inside, got in the paint, really caused some problems for us, and they had a lot of second shot opportunities, and then they'd bang down a three. And so anytime you give up second chance points and points in the paint, it's not a good thing. So we have to take care of those two areas tonight.
Yeah, Hallie Bauer and the Kissinger sisters, they're the double-figure scorers. They're the three big scorers. But you can't back off anybody else, can you, Coach? You can't maybe get help on some of those players because the other two can score, too, Peterson and DeSatoris. Then they bring in their bench people. So they're very hard to defend, aren't they?
They are. Their starters are very good. All five of them are very, very solid. They're very balanced. And if one catches fire, they really look to get them the ball and let her go. And so it's one of those cases where we have to be a team defense. It's not going to be one-on-one. We can't sag off of a lot of people. And so I think if we can get to their bench, I think that's a key for us. Their bench isn't near as strong as their starters, but their starters are darn tough.
The other game and the other night, had some good passing inside, good interior passing, Coach. Offensively tonight, kind of what do you think you need to do tonight against their defense? They're very in your face, too, on defense. They like to get up and go. You want to slow it down tonight, or you want to run with them?
Well, I think the pace is going to be fast no matter what. We want to maybe push the pace when we can and run on them if we can and have an opportunity. But at the same time, if it becomes a half-court possession for us, I think we really got to try to get it inside. Our post didn't play real strong the last time we played Minden, and I think that's one area we've improved upon since then, and that's what we got to try to do is really dominate the post play.
Veteran players, despite some youngsters on both teams, but veteran players, both at state last year. Of course, the Hawkettes state champions. Minden was there last year in C1, finished fourth. And the other night, Coach, you just seen your girls. They had kind of a look in their eye and a determination in their play. They were really focused in and really had nothing else on their mind but going out and playing well and defeating Kearney Catholic the other night. That's got to be a big thing going into tonight, too.
Well, we definitely hope so as coaches, and I think they understand that there's no wild card possibility, and that's on one hand that's bad, but on the other hand you know that going into the game, and so they're going to lay it on the floor, and you know it's going to be hard to match that again tonight. We had one day of practice, and then we go again 2 days later, and so that's one thing early on we're going to really watch and pay attention to see who's got that energy, that intensity, who's playing good defense, and maybe who's got the hot hand. And so as coaches, it's going to be up to us early on to determine who's going to be there to play and who's maybe it's not their night.
Just have to be fundamentally sound in all parts of the game, don't you, Coach? In the other game against Minden, you only missed one free throw, shot 14, made 13. and solid the other night against Kearney Catholic. Got to have that and keep the mistakes down. I guess Coach Cremosa would say that too. But the important stuff, isn't it, those free throw shooting and keeping the mistakes down.
Definitely keeping the mistakes down. The first round we played them, the first quarter we had 10 turnovers and only 3 shot attempts, and the pace of the game was real fast, and we seemed like we tried to out-quick them and go one-on-one a lot. And I told the girls last night in practice, and we'll tell them again today before the game, is we got to beat them 5-on-5. We're going to be a lot better team if we work together, use some teamwork. And so that's one area we're looking at is not trying to just go 1,000 miles an hour, but just to make and execute plays.
Because if either team gets on a big run here, it's going to be hard for the other to catch up, isn't it?
It is. And, well, I mean, Minden's never out of a game with those three-pointers. I mean, they can really cut into a lead quickly, and that's what they did last time. We had them down, I think, 5 points with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and they went on a 10-0 run, and it seemed to just snowball after that. And so they can score in bunches, and that's one thing we got to try to do is limit their runs and maybe put some up on our own court.
For both teams, win and move on, Coach, I guess. Good luck tonight. Thanks for joining us. It should be a good one. Thank you.
I always appreciate it. It should be a great game.
That's John Kyle, head basketball coach of the Saints Sea Hawkettes. Stay tuned. We'll have the starting lineups, first quarter play-by-play. That's coming right up.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska and an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back at Lynn Farrell Arena. Blaine Bulis with you. The Class C1 Sub-District 9 Girls Championship basketball game to tip off in just a few minutes. Hastings St. Cecilia and Minden for the championship here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. Minden Whippets 18-2. Their only loss is to 21-2 Boone Central and 16-2 top 5 ranked in Class B Holdridge in overtime. 65-61, they have taken care of everyone else with fine play all season long. The Whippets averaging 64 points a game. They give up only 39. They've scored 500 more points than their opponents on the season. They shoot around 44% from the field overall, 34% from three-point range. They're a 65% free-throw shooting team. They out-rebound their opponents by about 6.5, 10 less turnovers on average per game for the Minden Whippets, and they have had just another outstanding season. We're at the C1 State Tournament last year, finished fourth last year, and they want to get back there and bring home bigger hardware this season. Led by Hallie Bauer, averages about 17.5 a game. Jamie Kissinger, 16-plus per game, and Jamie's sister, Brooke, the sophomore, Brooke averages 14.5 points a game. So three and double figures, mid-teens in their figures, and as far as scoring is concerned, Bauer, Kissinger, and Kissinger always the three to stop for the Minden Whippets. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes 16-5, 2 losses to Columbus Scotus, a loss to Minden back in the middle of January, a loss to Aquinas Catholic, a 16-5 team, and a loss also to Norfolk Catholic, a team that's 18-4. So the losses for these two teams have been to some very good basketball teams, and they've also won 34 games combined this season. Minden 18-2. St. Cecilia at 16-5. Of course, the Hawkettes without the leading scorer, Chanel Farmer, the junior, has a broken fibula, broken leg, so she is out for the rest of the year. Injured that a week or so ago, and 13 points a game taken away from St. Cecilia there, but they had some people step up the other night in the semifinals as Jamie Williams had 15, Sarah Gettert 9, Morgan Nicola 9, and Caitlin Ernst 7, and Libby Kissinger 7 also for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes on Tuesday night. Well, this has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. The pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. The starting lineups in this basketball game for the Minden Whippets and Rick Cremosa. They're going to start the usual suspects, 5'8" senior Hallie Bauer. Brooke Kissinger, a 5'7 sophomore. Sister Jamie Kissinger, a 5'9 sophomore. 5'7 senior Carly Satoris hitting some big threes the other night in that Adams Central victory for Minden. And in the middle, in the post position, Bailey Peterson, a 6-foot senior for the Whippets. So it's Bauer, Kissinger, Satorius, and Peterson. For St. Cecilia, they'll start the same five they started on Tuesday night, and it's going to be Caitlin Ernst, the 5'11" senior, Morgan Nicola, a 6-foot sophomore, Alyssa Schropp, a 5'5" junior, Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" senior, and Jamie Williams, the 5'10" senior for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. So it's Ernst, Nicola, Schropp, Williams, and Libby Kissinger for John Kyle and the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. So with it, 18-2 on the year, St. Cecilia 16-5, the sub-district championship on the line with the district championship game coming up a week from tomorrow night. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we will have the first quarter play-by-play, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
National anthem before St. Cecilia and Minden girls championship basketball here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. This is one of a number of area sub-district championship games tonight in Class C1. Sandy Creek's taking on Milford, Boone Central, and Grand Island Central Catholic. In C2, Blue Hill playing Superior tonight, and Centura and Ravenna. That Centura-Ravenna game on Classic Hits, KKPR 98.9 FM. In D1, it's Kennesaw playing Amherst tonight. Heartland against Bruning Davenport Shickley. Exeter Milligan against Friend. In D2 sub-district championship games, Giltner and Silver Lake tonight. Bertrand and Litchfield, the area championship games this evening. The winner of this one will be in the district championship against the winner of tonight's Valentine and O'Neill sub-district championship game. That one going on tonight at Rock County High School. For the men and Whippets, Hallie Bauer, Brooke Kissinger, Jamie Kissinger, Carly Satorius, and Bailey Peterson. For St. Cecilia, they'll start Libby Kissinger, Caitlin Ernst, Morgan Nicola, Alyssa Schropp, and Jamie Williams. And as we begin this one, we will tell you the Kissingers, the two Kissingers from Minden, and Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia, we understand, distant relatives here. So have that going for us, too, here tonight. At halftime, and then other city basketball tonight, Adams Central boys and Kearney Catholic. That game going on at Adams Central, they're tied at halftime. Adams Central 23, Kearney Catholic 23 in that boys' game. Those two teams will play next Tuesday in the semifinal round of the sub-district tournament. The boys' sub-district will be here next week, starting on Monday night with St. Cecilia and Gibbon. Minden also involved in that. The boys, Minden boys, the top seed there. St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic, the other two teams. So loaded sub-districts for these local and area teams this week and next. And the girls' championship sub-district game on the line here tonight. St. Cecilia and Minden, and out they come. Minden, the home team tonight. They'll shoot at the basket to our left to start this first half. St. Cecilia, the basket to our right. Caitlin Ernst, the jump center against Bailey Peterson of Minden, and here we go. Minden with the white uniforms, the purple numerals and trim. St. Cecilia in their traveling blue with the white numerals and trim. The tip control by St. Cecilia to Alyssa Schrock. Here we go. Minden will start in a man-to-man. Championship basketball underway on the breeze. KLIQ FM 94.5 and at KLIQFM.com. St. Cecilia to Ernst, right of the free throw line. Caitlin with it to Schrock. Alyssa to that free throw line in the lane. Now backs it back out. Right side pass to Nicola. Man-to-man Minden defense underneath Olivia Kissinger. Bounce pass back out to Ernst. To Nicola. Morgan goes to her right to the baseline. She stopped there. Back out to Olivia Kissinger. Inside the lane, Kissinger dishes on the wing to Schrock. Alyssa gets a screen, but again, she'll back it back out between the rings. So good man-to-man defense by Minden. The Minden crowd appreciates that. They're behind us here at Lynn Farrell Arena. The Saints will see a crowd on the far side of the floor. Libby Kissinger drives, puts up a shot. No good rebound. Williams, a shot up. No good, but she's fouled on the play by Hallie Bauer. The foul on Bauer, and Jamie Williams with the offensive rebound. With the shot back up, she was fouled by Bauer. That's the first foul of the game. And Jamie Williams to the free throw line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. Now, Jamie with 15 the other night in the semifinals. Jamie made 6 of 9 free throws in the fourth quarter alone. And she makes the first here tonight, and St. Cecilia scores the first point. It's 1-0 Hawkettes. Williams throws up the second. The seniors toss is up, and she makes them both. 2-0 St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia will put a little pressure in the backcourt, a little token pressure. And the Hawkettes start out in a man-to-man, and Libby Kissinger draws the assignment of Brooke Kissinger to Bauer. To Jamie Kissinger around the screen. Heads for the hoop. Puts up the shot with the left hand. No good. Bailey Peterson rebounds. Shot missed. Offensive rebound. Bauer, her shot missed. The ball's tipped and deflected out of bounds. They say it's going to be off the Hawkettes. Oh, and now they were overruled officials. One official overrules. They say it's off the Whippets. It'll be St. Cecilia basketball. And Nickel inbounds in the backcourt to Schrock. So St. Cecilia with the ball. They get pressure in the backcourt. Man-to-man pressure by the Whippets. Whippets would like to get out and run. They score a lot of points. Schrock in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline into the front court to Morgan Nicola. Jamie Kissinger with the defense there to Kissinger. Libby with it, guarded by Brooke Kissinger. To Williams. Bauer on her. Outside to Nicola. On the right wing. St. Cecilia very deliberate in their offense here. And it's this man-to-man defense. Valued possessions all evening long for both of these teams. Nicola with it. Back out top of the key to Libby Kissinger. No shot there. To left of the free throw line. Out to Schrock. She goes to her left. Nowhere to go. And a travel called on Alyssa Schrock. Our first turnover in the game. And it'll be basketball to the Whippets. 2-0 St. Cecilia. We played almost 2 minutes. It looks like St. Cecilia are going to try to be very deliberate and, of course, value every offensive possession. They gave up a couple of offensive rebounds, and they don't want to do that, according to Coach John Kyle. The Minden Whippets really score. There's a three in the air off there. No good by Brooke Kissinger. The rebound to Jamie Kissinger. Works the baseline, gets a screen, shoots and scores. Jamie Kissinger gets a screen and drives and scores, and we're tied at 2. So the first field goal of the game goes to Jamie Kissinger. Of the Whippets. Backcourt, it's Nicola for St. Cecilia. Morgan across the timeline. St. Cecilia must win for their season to continue. Libby Kissinger with it. Minden in good shape in the point totals. They're fourth in the point totals, but you don't want to leave anything to fate. You want to win your district and automatically go to state. There's a shot blocked by Peterson. Ernst shot blocked by Peterson, and Bailey grabs it. Gives it up to Hallie Bauer. Across the timeline for the Whippets. Bauer, front court, right side to Carly Sartorius. She gets the screen, passes to the left wing to Jamie Brooke Kissinger, her shot, no good. A battle for it on the baseline, and a rebounding foul going to be called on Bailey Peterson of Minden. And quickly, Emily Nelson, the 5'4 senior, going to check in for Minden's Carly Sartorius. So Nelson in, Sartorius out. That rebounding foul on Bailey Peterson, her first, team second. 5:06 to go, first quarter. Minden 2, St. Cecilia 2. There's a pass going to be deflected and stolen by Peterson. Turnover, St. Cecilia. Now Ernst gets a steal, so the teams trade turnovers. And in the front court is Nicola. Nicola inside the lane will put up a runner from 5. It's good. It will count, and she's fouled. Morgan Nicola with an aggressive move to the hoop. She scores, and she's fouled in the play. 4-2 St. Cecilia. The foul called on Emily Nelson, the senior who just checked in, picks up the foul for the Whippets. This will be a one-shot situation for Nicola. She made the field goal. It counted. 4-2 Saints to see a free throw up by Nicholas. Good. Three-point play for Morgan Nicola, 5-2. Hawkettes with the lead. Brooke Kissinger across the timeline for the Whippets. It's Emily Nelson. They work this weave a little bit. There's a foul going to be called. The pass is to Jamie Kissinger. Morgan Nicola picks up the foul. Tried to get in front of Kissinger. Could not get there. And Morgan Nicola picks up the first foul of the game on St. Cecilia. Whippets throw it in far sideline with 4:44 to go in period number one. 5-2, St. Cecilia. There's a pass to Brooke Kissinger. She's near the timeline, but passes on the left wing to Jamie Kissinger. Her shot blocked by Nicola. The block by Nicola, and Morgan comes out of there with it. She will drive. Loose the pass picked off by Jamie Kissinger. She saves it, but it goes to Schropp. A runner in the lane will roll out of there. No good. Peterson with the rebound from Minden. So the basketball there, St. Cecilia turned it over but couldn't convert. They force a turnover, can't convert. Three-point play going to be an air. Three-point shot by Jamie Kissinger, no good, and it goes out of bounds. An air ball there. Claire Hamburger, Sarah Gettard in for St. Cecilia. Jamie Williams, Alyssa Schropp goes out. Hamburger, 5'9", freshman. And Sarah Gettard, the 5'10", senior. Our first substitutions of the game for St. Cecilia. They lead 5-2. Whippets off to a slow start here. And connected on only one field goal. They haven't hit any threes yet. Pass front court. Claire Hamburger for the Hawkettes. Hamburger with it. Gives up her dribble. Passes in the corner to Nicola. Pass underneath to Ernst. Double team. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Gettard. Her shot rolls off there. No good. Offensive rebound Ernst. It will count. It's good by Ernst. And she's fouled in the play. St. Cecilia pounding the offensive board. Foul called there on Bailey Peterson. That's her second. The starting post player has two. And Sydney Stadler, the 5'11 junior, will check in for Bailey Peterson. Two fouls on Peterson. Peterson not getting any help on the boards from the Whippets. Battling St. Cecilia inside. And St. Cecilia with their third shot converts. And Ernst converts on the second straight three-point play. And St. Cecilia has an 8-2 lead with 3:53 to go in this first quarter. St. Cecilia with the offensive rebounds, lead it now 8-2, a couple of three-point plays. Front court, it's Nelson to Stadler. Sydney with it, left wing to Jamie Kissinger, underneath to Hallie Bauer, inside position, shoots and scores. Hallie Bauer got the ball about 5 feet from the bucket, and she scores to make it 8-4. She's tough to foul to stop when she's that close to the bucket. Nicola, front court now to Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Thanks to see the defending C1 state champions, the Minden Whippets, finished fourth last year at the state tournament. These two teams with experience. And we'll see who can claim this sub-district championship. Inside to Gettard, puts up the runner, no good. Tipped around on the baseline. Bauer tries to grab it, she does deep in the corner for the Whippets. To Stadler, she saves it. Tipped around and grabbed by Bauer. Front court, 2-on-1 now, Minden. Brooke Kissinger will drive, put up the shot, it's good. A drive and a score there by Brooke Kissinger. She has two. It's 8-6 in favor of St. Cecilia. The last four score. There's a steal by Nelson. Turnover, St. Cecilia. Jamie Kissinger drives, and she's fouled in the play. So St. Cecilia turns it over to the Whippets. And Jamie Kissinger headed for the hoop, and she was fouled in the play. Libby Kissinger picks up the foul for St. Cecilia. Jamie Kissinger to the line to shoot two. She can tie it by making both. 8-6, St. Cecilia, free throw up, high arc off the front iron, no good. Carly Sartorius back in for the Whippets. Alyssa Schropp in for St. Cecilia. Jamie Williams in the first appearance for Olivia Thomas, the 6-foot junior for the Hawkettes. Second free throw by Kissinger is good. 1 out of 2 for Jamie. 8-7, St. Cecilia, 5 in a row scored by the Whippets. Backcourt, it's Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Still with the dribble, loops the pass into the front court to Schropp. Alyssa, bounce pass to Thomas, 7-footer up off the glass and rim, no good, and a rebounding foul called there on Olivia Thomas of St. Cecilia. The third team foul for the Whippets will bring it the length of the floor. They can go ahead with a bucket here with 2:35 to go in period number one. St. Cecilia will have backcourt pressure, man-to-man pressure in the backcourt, inbounded from Jamie to Brooke Kissinger. Now the defense falls back. Claire Hamburger will follow Kissinger into the front court, or defend into the front court. Sydney Stadler with it. Whippets have the basketball. Jamie Kissinger's pass picked off by Morgan Nicola. Nicola just jumps up there and steals that pass. She's double-teamed in the back court. Pass is going to be picked off there by Stadler, and a whistle, and the Whippets, after they got that steal, were on the sideline, so they turn it right back over to the Hawkettes. the teams again trade turnovers. Minden pressure bothering St. Cecilia there. Libby Kissinger checks in. Claire Hamburger out for the Hawkettes. 2:15 to go, first quarter. St. Cecilia 8, Minden 7. Class C1, Sub-District 9, championship basketball. Pass front court to Schropp. Can't save it from going out of bounds. Another turnover on St. Cecilia. These teams, we've shaken off the early game jitters maybe a little bit, but they've turned the ball over both in this quarter. Stadler with it on the left wing for the Whippets. Sydney lost control of the ball, and she traveled. So Minden gives it right back to the Hawkettes on a turnover. That's four straight turnovers on possessions here for these two teams. With 1:57 to play, it's still 8-7 St. Cecilia. Bounding in the backcourt is Claire Hamburger to Libby Kissinger to Olivia Thomas to Kissinger. Libby, the veteran, the senior here, will bring it into the scoring zone. Calls out a play, man-to-man Minden defense. Kissinger, top of the key, left wing pass to Alyssa Schropp. Alyssa with it, looks for cutters, can't find anybody, finds Libby Kissinger at the top of the key. On the left wing to Hamburger, takes the three from there, it's in the hole. Claire Hamburger for three. And St. Cecilia leads 11-7, so a three-pointer there by Hamburger makes it 11-7. Hawkettes by four with 1:23 to go. Brooke Kissinger front court. Drive the lane, puts up a runner from seven. Off there, no good. Stadler tries to grab it. Thomas gets it for St. Cecilia. Long front court pass to Jamie Williams. She'll have to slow it up as the defense gets back and the rest of her teammates join her. Hamburger drives, puts up a shot. No good, and she's fouled by Carly Satorius. So Claire Hamburger with the aggressive move to the hoop. Fouled on the shot by Carly Satorius, and Claire Hamburger to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger averaging 1.9 points per game. She is a 43% free throw shooter starting the week. Allison Hollinger checks in for the first time for the Whippets. Morgan Nicola and Caitlin Ernst in for St. Cecilia. Jamie Kissinger gets a breather. Olivia Thomas and Jamie Williams out for the Hawkettes. Claire Hamburger to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. Free throw up and good. Missed the first, made the second, did Claire. Excuse me, missed the first, made the second. 12-7. So Hamburger makes one out of two, and it's 12-7. Hawkettes by five. They led by as many as six. Whippets have not led in the game. Satorius, top of the key now to Allison Hollinger for Minden. To Hallie Bauer, who's back in the basketball game. How are they? Hallie, the Hastings College recruit, will be on this floor many more times in the next 4 years, we hope. She's going to come to Hastings College. Bauer in the corner, into the lane, puts up the shot, blocked by Nicola. Minden tries to get the ball. Satorius can't control it. Another block by Morgan Nicola. So the interior defense good there by the Hawkettes with 39 seconds to go. 12-7 in favor of the Hawkettes, and they have the basketball. Hamburger's pass to Nicola. She's into the scoring zone to Ernst. Left wing now to Gettard. Sarah Gettard back in there to Kissinger. Libby with it to the free throw line. Now it's passed back out to Gettard. 23 seconds to go. Gettard gives up her dribble, passes to Nicola. Morgan now, pass to Hamburger on the right wing. To Kissinger with 10 seconds to go. Looks like the Hawkettes going to play for the final one. Oh, Nicola takes the three ball. He'll be off the backboard and rim. No good. Bauer, long rebound. 5 seconds to go. Bauer into the scoring zone to Jamie Brooke. Kissinger, her shot up. No good. She is knocked to the deck by Libby Kissinger, and Libby commits the foul. Second foul on Libby Kissinger, fouling Brooke Kissinger. And Brooke will go to the line to shoot two with 1.7 seconds to go. To the free throw up and good by Brooke. She has 3 points. Quickly into the game, Emily Nelson for Hallie Bauer. Coach Cremosa doesn't want Hallie to pick up a rebounding foul here. She has one foul in the game, so she'll get the rest of this quarter off. Brooke Kissinger eyes the second. It's 12-8. Second free throw by Brooke is up and long. No good. The rebound there by Getter to Nicola. She tries to heave it long. It's deflected. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. St. Cecilia 12, Minden 8. We'll be back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Headley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Headley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the Hastings College campus, the Class C1 Sub-District 9 Girls Championship basketball game. We played one quarter. St. Cecilia 12, Minden 8. Largest lead in the first quarter, 6 for St. Cecilia, 8-2. The Whippets have not led. St. Cecilia 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. The Whippets 2 out of 4. 3 points for Brooke Kissinger, 3 for Jamie Kissinger, 2 for Hallie Bauer for Minden, 4 for Claire Hamburger, 3 for Morgan Nicola, 2 for Jamie Williams, and 3 for Caitlin Ernst. Minden basketball, Jamie Kissinger inbounds to Brooke Kissinger, Carly Sartorius on the floor, Sydney Stadler, and Hallie Bauer for the Whippets. Libby Kissinger, Sarah Gettert, Caitlin Ernst, Morgan Nicola, and Alyssa Schropp underneath the Bauer. Shot blocked again by Nicola. Morgan Nicola with her third block of the game. And St. Cecilia comes down with the basketball. So the defense there by the Hawkettes. Libby Kissinger, front court to Schropp. Just underway, second quarter, St. Cecilia 12, Minden 8. Winner to the district championship game 1 week from tomorrow night. Sarah Gettert, 17-footer. Off the back iron, no good. Long rebound. Sartorius goes for it, and she's fouled by Sarah Gettert. So Sarah picks up the foul in the backcourt. Her first. Team's fifth into the game quickly. Jamie Williams for Sarah Gettert for St. Cecilia. Whippets inbound, far sideline. And with 7:18 to go in the first half, it's 12-8 Hawkettes. Minden basketball, Sartorius, free throw line to Stadler. On the wing, Jamie Kissinger shot. It'll bounce off there, no good. They battle for it inside. Ernst and Stadler. Alternate possession on the jump ball call, St. Cecilia basketball. First quarter staff. St. Cecilia shot only 18% from the floor, 33% for Minden. St. Cecilia will inbound in the backcourt. Kissinger now to Nicola. 4 turnovers on St. Cecilia, 5 on Minden in that first half of play. Knocked out of bounds. The Whippets knock it out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will try to get it across the timeline. St. Cecilia out-rebounded Minden 8-7 in the first quarter. Inbounded in the backcourt to Libby Kissinger. Hawkettes basketball, 1 minute gone in the second quarter. Kissinger still in the drive, and a palming violation on Libby Kissinger. So the turnover on St. Cecilia, the basketball to the Whippets. No scoring yet this quarter, a little over a minute gone. Minden front court. Carly Sartorius with it, free throw line to Stadler. Sydney turns and passes to Brooke Kissinger. To Sartorius, back to Stadler. To Sartorius, in the lane, runner from 13 is good by Carly Sartorius. Her first field goal, and it's 12-10, Hawkettes. A three-point game last month when these two teams played. Jamie Williams drives and scores for St. Cecilia, 14-10, Hawkettes. So Williams with the drive and score for St. Cecilia. They're up by 4. Free throw line, Stadler. Stadler to Sartorius. Sartorius travels. Minden feeding that ball to Sydney Stadler at the free throw line. The Hawkettes backing off Stadler there, trying to protect the three-point arc. Sydney has not turned to shoot a 15-footer. She's passed it back out. St. Cecilia trying to guard against the three-point shooters of the Whippets. St. Cecilia leads here 14-10. Man-to-man Minden defense, and it's a tight one, and it's been a pretty good one. There's a pass wide of the mark intended for Caitlin Ernst. Turnover, Hawkettes. Back to the Whippets. Ernst out, Thomas in, Olivia Thomas. Libby Kissinger out, Claire Hamburger in for St. Cecilia. Emily Nelson in for the Whippets, and Carly Sartorius sits down. Front court, it's Brooke Kissinger to Hallie Bauer. To Emily Nelson at the top of the key to Stadler at the free throw line to Jamie Kissinger. Baseline to Bauer, 12-footer up. Off there, no good. The rebound, 2 Hawkettes there, grabbed by Claire Hamburger. Hamburger in the backcourt, and a timeout called by John Kyle of St. Cecilia. We'll take one with 5:49 to go in the second quarter. St. Cecilia 14, Minden 10. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The Breeze, 94.5.
5:49 to go in the second quarter. Saint Cecilia 14, Minden 10 in this girls' sub-district championship game. Hawkett's inbound. Hamburger to Schropp in the backcourt. Alyssa with it. Loops a pass to Hamburger into the scoring zone. Claire with it. And she travels. Turnover on the Hawkett. Back to the Whippets. Down here by four. Boys high school basketball tonight in the third quarter. Adams Central leads Kearney Catholic 37-31 in the regular season finale for those two teams. 37-31, Adams Central in the third. Stadler front court for the Whippets at the free throw line. Left wing to Brooke Kissinger. Top of the key to Emily Nelson. Emily has no shot. Back to Brooke Kissinger. Right side to Jamie Kissinger. She'll take the three. Catches and shoots and scores. Catches and heaves it up. That's six now for Jamie Kissinger, and it's 14-13. Hamburger front court pass to Nicola for St. Cecilia. Morgan drives into the lane, and before the shot, a blocking foul called on Jamie Kissinger of the Whippets. That's her first. 16 foul, and the Hawkettes will inbound underneath their own basket. Caitlin Ernst, Libby Kissinger in, Olivia Thomas, Alyssa Schropp out for the Hawkettes. Hamburger to throw it in for St. Cecilia, up here by one with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. And down it to Ernst. It's tipped but goes to Libby Kissinger for the Hawkettes. She'll bring it back out between the rings on the dribble. Left wing pass to Jamie Williams. Williams for the Hawkettes to Claire Hamburger. Inside to Nicola. Take a 12-footer. Rolls off there. No good. Offensive rebound. Ernst, and she scores. Caitlin Ernst with her fifth point. Another offensive rebound for St. Cecilia. That's their, at least their fourth offensive rebound in the game. They had three in the first quarter. 4:40 to go before halftime. Stadler will turn and now shoot this time and score. Well, that shot has been there, and Sydney Stadler turned. She headed for the hoop and stopped and made about a 10-footer, and it's 16-15, her first field goal. Front court Nicola, right side to Hamburger, takes the three from the wing. Off there, no good on the long rebound. A battle for it on the baseline. It's lost out of bounds. And a foul going to be called as Claire Hamburger will pick up the foul, going for that loose ball after the missed shot. Hamburger picks up the foul for St. Cecilia. 16 foul on the Whippets. Non-shooting situation. Stadler now comes out. And Bailey Peterson, the starter, the 6-foot senior, back in for the Whippets. She got two fouls that first quarter. That's why she's been out for a while here. And the Whippets can go ahead with a field goal. Peterson on the baseline. Now pass down to Kissinger, to Nelson. To Kissinger for three in the hole. First lead now for the Minden Whippets. It's 18-16. They get their first lead with 4:05 to go in the first half, 18-16. That's six for Brooke Kissinger. 18-16, Whippets. Kissinger at the free throw line, right side to Alyssa Schropp. 3:50 to go in the first half. Ernst with it. Caitlin inside pass to Williams. She will shoot. Rolls off there, no good. Peterson with the rebound from Minden. To Brooke Kissinger across the timeline. Front court to Emily Nelson, deep in the right corner. Back to Brooke Kissinger. Back to Nelson on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Hallie Bauer. Top of the key now to Brooke Kissinger. To Nelson. Underneath to Jamie Kissinger. Works the baseline. Tries to get a pass to Peterson. Cutting in front and getting the steals. Alyssa Schropp to Libby Kissinger. Front court pass to Claire Hamburger. Hawkett. Hamburger will stop and pop off the backboard and rim. No good. The long rebound comes out. Tipped away into the corner and out of bounds. It is off. The officials are going to agree that it is off. They're going to confer now, the two on the far side. Off the Hawkettes, it'll be Minden basketball. Sarah Gettard in for St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola in for St. Cecilia. Carly Sartorius in for the Whippets. Olivia Thomas in for Caitlin Ernst for the Hawkettes. 3:11 to go before halftime. 18-16 Whippets enjoying their first lead of the evening. They have the basketball front court. Brooke Kissinger goes to her left. Nice move there. Pass out to Bauer. Hallie with it to Sartorius. Off the screen. Now to Brooke Kissinger. To Jamie on the left wing. Fakes and travels, says the official. Jamie Kissinger with the travel. Basketball to the Hawkettes. 2:53 to go before halftime. 18-16 Minden. St. Cecilia gave the Whippets 15 in their first meeting. As Kissinger's into the front court. Minden came back and outscored the Hawkettes by 6 in the fourth quarter to win the game back in the middle of January. So two teams, two very good teams, are going to battle it out here for the sub-district championship. Gettert, right side pass to Nicholas. She eyes the three, takes it. Off there, no good. Rebound. Peterson knocked away by Thomas. She tries to save it. Olivia can't do it. It'll be Minden basketball. 2:23 to go, so that interior defense tightening up for the Whippets. The Hawkettes been shooting the three the last couple times. 2:18 to go before halftime. 2-point Minden lead. Satorius front court for the Whippets. Top of the key now to Peterson left wing. Jamie Kissinger puts up the three. Scores. Jamie Kissinger catches it and shoots it. 21-16. Whippets with their biggest lead at 5. Front court to Phyllis Schropp for St. Cecilia. 9 now for Jamie Kissinger. Top of the key, Nicola. 1:55 to go before halftime. 21-16 Whippets. Nicola behind the screen. 16-footer. No good. Gettert tries to get the offensive rebound. And she's fouled in the play by Hallie Bauer. That's 2 on Hallie. Into the game is going to be Allison Hollinger for the Whippets. And Bauer is going to have to sit down with 2 fouls. 2 points this half. So Hallie might be done this first half. 1:50 to go. Olivia Thomas goes out, Caitlin Ernst back in for the Hawkettes, and Sarah Gettert to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. The St. Cecilia will bounce out of there, no good. The rebound to Jamie Kissinger. Front court pass tipped away by Libby Kissinger. They go to the corner, it goes out of bounds. It is off Libby Kissinger, basketball to the Whippets. 1:43 to go. Jamie Williams checks back in for the Hawkettes, Sarah Gettert out. Minden basketball, Jamie Kissinger will throw it in. In the left corner down here, the left of us, Kissinger does to Hollinger, and Allison travels with the basketball. A walking call on Allison Hollinger. 1:42 to go, 5-point Minden lead. The Whippets, in fact, on an 8-point run here. They trailed 16-13. They've scored the last 8. Nicola front court for St. Cecilia. Both these teams wanted to avoid big runs by the other team. Minden with 3 threes this quarter. They're on an 8-point run. They lead 21-16. Libby Kissinger loops a pass. Going to be too strong. Holly Satorius comes out of there with it for the Whippets. Turnover, St. Cecilia. Basketball Whippets. Jamie Kissinger front court with 1:09 to go. Stops and pops for 3. Off there, no good. Battle part on the baseline. Grabbed by Libby Kissinger of the Hawkettes. Dribbles it across the timeline, bounce pass to Jamie Williams. Williams now reverses her dribble and will bring it out between the rings with 54 seconds to go before halftime. 5-point Minden lead. With the basketball, Schropp. Alyssa with it, hands it to Libby Kissinger. Satorius with the defense there and a foul call on Carly Satorius. That's her second. 1-1 for Libby Kissinger. But he's not scored in this game. Claire Hamburger going to check in for St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger averages 3.7 points a game. Libby is a 56% free throw shooter. Emily Nelson in for Carly Satorius for the Whippets. Libby Kissinger for the 1-1. First one's up. It's off there, no good. It battled far to the baseline, and neither Jamie Kissinger or Caitlin Ernst can control, and it goes out of bounds off the Whippets. And first appearance for Josie Jackson, a 5'3 junior, replacing Libby Kissinger for the Hawkettes. Libby Peterson comes out, Sydney Stadler in for the Whippets. Alyssa Schropp to throw it in for St. Cecilia. 41 seconds to go. There's a pass too strong through the timeline, but Josie Jackson goes and gets it for St. Cecilia. She was not the intended receiver, but Jackson runs and gets the ball. Passes now to Alyssa Schropp. Top of the key to Hamburger. 30 seconds to go before halftime. 5-point Minden lead. They've scored the last 8. Schropp with it. Alyssa to Josie Jackson with 20 seconds to go. To Ernst. 17 feet away. To Hamburger. 15 seconds to go. Claire Hamburger with it. To Schropp. St. Cecilia going to hold for the last field goal attempt here. 8 seconds to go. Schropp's going to have to go with it now with five. Left side to Hamburger. Gonna ball tipped away. Neither team's going to get a shot off, and that's the end of the first half. St. Cecilia can't get a shot off in the last 40 seconds, and that's the end of the first half with the score. After an 8-point run, the Minden Whippets 21, the St. Cecilia Hawkettes 16. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
Colder winter weather may mean more time indoors. If you have a winter or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting at 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes good luck, good sportsmanship, and good results to all the local and area athletes and teams.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Where do you get more Superstore? Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the Hastings College campus. We're at halftime of this Class C1 Sub-District 9 Girls Championship basketball game. The Minden Whippets end that first half on an 8-point run, and they lead St. Cecilia here at halftime. It's the Whippets 21, the Hawkettes 16. St. Cecilia led for all of that first half until Jamie Kissinger hit a 3-point field goal with 4:05 to go in the second quarter to put the Whippets up 18-16. Jamie made another three later in the second quarter to give the Whippets their 5-point halftime lead at 21-16. Jamie had nine in that first half to lead the way for the Whippets in the contest. St. Cecilia jumps out to the 2-0 lead. We were tied at 2. Then St. Cecilia grabbed an 8-2 lead at the 3:53 mark of period number one. Whippets closed it to 8-7, and St. Cecilia then extended it out to 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. But St. Cecilia scored only 4 points in the second quarter. The Whippets have 13 in the quarter, and they outscored the Hawkettes by 9 and have a 5-point lead here at halftime, 21-16. St. Cecilia with a 12-8 lead after one. The Whippets got it to 14-13. St. Cecilia then led 16-13, and the Whippets then scoring the last 8 of the first half, including the last 6 on 3-point field goals from Jamie Kissinger and a field goal from Sidney Stadler into that second half of the second quarter. 8-point run, Whippets 21, St. Cecilia 16 here at halftime. We'll be back to check the numbers for you after this 2-minute timeout.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Community people. Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Lynn Farrell Arena, 21-16 Minden leading St. Cecilia in this girls' championship basketball game. And if you hadn't realized by now, you are listening to the Allen's Halftime Report, that you get more Superstore. Allen's, West 2nd Street in Hastings, our halftime show sponsor, Allen's of Hastings. The scoring in the first half for the Whippets, 9 for Jamie Kissinger. 2 3-point field goals in that second quarter, giving the Whippets the lead and extending it to 5 here at halftime. 6 for Brooke Kissinger. And 2 points apiece for Hallie Bauer, Carly Sartorius, and Sydney Stadler. So 9 for Jamie Kissinger to lead the way for the Whippets. For St. Cecilia, 5 for Caitlin Ernst, 4 for Jamie Williams, 4 for Claire Hamburger, and 3 for Morgan Nicola in that first half of play. 16 points for St. Cecilia, 21 for the Minden Whippets. First half statistics, shooting St. Cecilia only 20% from the field. 4 out of 20. Minden, 8 out of 18 from the field, 44%. The Hawkettes have out-rebounded the Whippets 12-9. 8 turnovers on St. Cecilia, 9 on the Whippets. 3 steals for the Hawkettes, 4 for the Whippets. 3-point field goal shooting Minden, 3 out of 7 for 43%. The Hawkettes, 1 out of 4 for 25%. St. Cecilia, 5 out of 8 from the free throw line for 63%. The Whippets, 2 out of 4 for 50%. 3 blocks for St. Cecilia, all by Morgan Nicola, 1 block for the Minden Whippets. And the score at halftime is Minden 21, St. Cecilia a 16. The winner of this one will move on to the district championship. All the district championship games in classes B, C1, C2, D1, and D2 will be a week from tomorrow, February the 25th. And that, of course, determines the state field, 6 district champions, 2 wild card teams. The wild card teams, based on points, if you don't win your district, the highest point totals. Right now, Minden is 4th in the point total, so they're in good shape there if they would not happen to win the district. St. Cecilia is down in 8th, and the Hawkettes really with not much of a possibility. There might be a very, very, very slight one, but they got to win. They figure they got to win. They can't wait around. They got to win the district to go to the state tournament. So this will be it for the Hawkettes if they lose this one tonight. The Whippets would still have a chance based on points if they would drop this one. That's all down the road. Both these teams, of course, want to win tonight, get to that district final, win it, and make sure that they're at the state tournament by winning a district championship. The sub-district championship games going on tonight. The district title games will be 1 week from tomorrow night across the state, and then the state tournament field will be determined, seated, and announced on Saturday, February the 25th. Here in the fourth quarter of play in our boys' high school basketball game, we have another city team in action tonight. Game being heard on the ESPN Superstation with 1:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central leads Kearney Catholic 54-45 with 1:45 to go. Those two teams will meet next Tuesday on this floor in the sub-district semifinals, as those two teams will join Minden, St. Cecilia, and Gibbon, the same 5 that were here this week for the girls. They'll be here next week for the boys' sub-district, all starting Monday night. You can hear all those games on the Breeze next week right here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Halftime here of this girls' C1 Sub-District 9 Championship Minden 21, St. Cecilia 16. We'll be back with the third quarter play-by-play in 1 minute.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second half about to begin with Minden leading St. Cecilia 21-16. Remember, the Whippets still on that 8-point run to end the first half. That's the way this third quarter will begin. Whippets with a 5-point lead, 21-16. This has been the Allen's Halftime Report. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Allen's of Hastings, our sponsor of the Halftime Report. Third quarter about to begin. St. Cecilia down to Minden by 5. Morgan Nicola comes out with Libby Kissinger, Jamie Williams, Caitlin Ernst, Lissa Schropp for the Hawkettes, Carly Sartorius, Jamie and Brooke Kissinger, Hallie Bauer, and Bailey Peterson for the Whippets. 10 that started the game starts the third quarter. Whippet basketball. They shoot at the basket to our right. Man-to-man St. Cecilia defense. Jamie Kissinger will drive, put up the shot. Going to be off there, no good, and a foul going to be called on Alyssa Schropp as Bailey Peterson gets inside position there. On the rebound, she got the rebound, and Schropp, all she could do was foul, and it'll be the Whippets throwing it in underneath their own basket. Into Peterson, to Hallie Bauer. In the corner to Kissinger, picked off there by Morgan Nicola. Turnover on the Whippets to start this third quarter. Libby Kissinger, front court to Alyssa Schropp. Reverses that dribble, will set things up against this man-to-man Minden defense. Schropp now to Libby Kissinger, guarded by Brooke Kissinger. Then we understand distant relations here between the Kissingers and Minden and the Kissingers here in Hastings. Ernst with the basketball, now to Nicola. To Libby Kissinger. Get Libby into the lane, around the screen, puts up the left-handed scoop shot, rolls off there, no good. The rebound to Jamie Kissinger for the Whippets. Jamie across the timeline into the scoring zone to our right here. To Sartorius. Right side to Brooke Kissinger. On the right wing, she gets into the lane to Sartorius. Carly, top of the key to Bauer. Hallie with it. Heads for the hoop. Puts up the shot. It's good. It'll count, and she's fouled. The foul on Caitlin Ernst of St. Cecilia. Hallie Bauer with the move to the bucket. Scores, and she's fouled. 23-16. Whippet. Bauer to try to complete the three-point play. It's up, and it's good. She now has 5 in the game. 24-16. 11-point run for the Whippets. Nicola front court for St. Cecilia. So that run that neither team wanted to give up tonight, the Whippets are on one. They're on an 11-point run. Leaded by 8 now. 6:35 to go. Nicola into the lane. Lost control of the ball on the whistle. A foul going to be called on the Minden Whippets. Called on Hallie Bauer. That's her third. So 3 on Bauer, the leading scorer for the Whippets. Sat out with 2 in the first half. Scored 2 points. Just completed a 3-point play, though, to start this third quarter. Williams to inbound. She does long to between the rings to Libby Kissinger. 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Ernst with it to Nicola. Behind the screen, takes the 3. Out of there, no good. Rebound comes to near the far sideline. Trying to save it is Jamie Williams. She cannot. It'll be Minden basketball. So that rebound was long there. Williams tries to keep it in bounds for the Hawkettes. Cannot do it. And it'll be the Whippets basketball. Leading 24-16 with 6:22 to go in the third quarter. In the backcourt, Brooke Kissinger hounded by Libby Kissinger. Brooke into the scoring zone for the Whippets. The free throw line stops and pops from 15. No good. But she was hit from behind as she shot that basketball. Hit on the shooting hand there. And it'll be a foul on the Hawkettes. Foul called on Jamie Williams. That's going to be her first. Brooke Kissinger is going to go to the line to shoot two for the Minden Whippets. Brooke has scored six, free throw up, and it is good. She has seven and a timeout before the second free throw for St. Cecilia. So John Kyle wants to talk to the troops here with 6:16 to go in the third quarter. Minden 25, St. Cecilia 16, back in 30 seconds.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Minden Whippets now on a 12-point run spanning the end of the first half and the beginning of the second quarter. St. Cecilia hasn't scored in about 6 minutes total. Minden grabbed its first lead at 18-16, 4:05 to go. The Whippets have scored the last 12, and St. Cecilia hasn't scored in about a whole quarter of actual time. Second free throw coming up here for Brooke Kissinger. Brooke has seven in the game, two out of three from the line. They changed that last foul. Libby Kissinger picking up her third personal foul. Second free throw good by Brooke Kissinger, and she has eight. She makes them both there, and it's 26-16. Whippets by 10. Front court, Alyssa Schropp, and Kissinger has to sit down with those three fouls. Oh, well, excuse me, Libby's still out on the floor. To Ernst. Ernst down to Nicola. Morgan with it. St. Cecilia now down by 10. Nicola lost control of the ball. Picked up there by Jamie Kissinger. Turnover on the Hawkettes. Jamie Kissinger into the scoring zone. Right side to Satorius. Left alone for three. In the hole. Carly Satorius for three. She has five. It's 29-16. 16-point run for the Minden Whippets. They're up by 13 in the game. Front court Kissinger. St. Cecilia has gone about a quarter, about 8 minutes without scoring here. Schropp, front court, to Nicola. Inside to Ernst. The turn, shoot. It rolls out of there, no good. The rebound, Jamie Kissinger, and she's fouled in the backcourt. Foul called on St. Cecilia. Jamie Kissinger grabs that basketball. That foul on Jamie Williams. Allison Hollinger coming in for the Whippets. Claire Hamburger and Sarah Gettert for the Hawkettes. 29-16 Whippets. They'll come the length of the floor in the non-shooting situation. Brooke Kissinger has the ball with 5:20 to go. Across the timeline, the Whippets right side. Allison Hollinger. Allison for the Whippets. Dribbles and then gives up that dribble. Passes to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke into the lane. Passes underneath to Peterson. Shot up and good. Great assist to Peterson from Brooke Kissinger. And Bailey Peterson gets her first. 31-16, Whippets now in control by 15. Claire Hamburger with it. Lob inside to Ernst. She will turn, shoot, shot short, no good. Ernst ties up. Bailey Peterson, jump ball call, alternate possession. It stays with the Hawkettes. Jamie Williams back in for Caitlin Ernst. Emily Nelson in for Minden. Carly Satorius will come out. 4:43 to go in the third quarter. 31-16 Minden. Gettert in the lane for St. Cecilia. Back out to Nicola on the left wing. Morgan will stop and pop behind the three-point arc. It'll be no good. Long rebound comes through. Brooke Kissinger. She'll run to our right here. 2-on-1. Kissinger into the lane. Lost control. She hits the deck. Lost it out of bounds. It'll go to St. Cecilia. So no foul call there. Libby Kissinger went down. Brooke Kissinger went down. The ball went flying and went out of bounds off the Whippets. It'll be St. Cecilia's. Libby Kissinger front court to Morgan Nicola. Right side to Claire Hamburger. 31-16 Minden. 4:16 to go, third quarter. St. Cecilia more than 8 minutes without a point in this game. It's Nikola to Hamburger. Hamburger. Going to be stolen there by Hollinger. Turnover, St. Cecilia to steal. Allison Hollinger. Front court, Jamie Kissinger to Nelson in the corner. Back out to Hollinger now to Jamie Kissinger, top of the key. Man-to-man, St. Cecilia defense. Jamie Kissinger with it. 3:48 to go in the third. Emily Nelson to Hollinger. Tipped away, but Allison grabs it. And a whistle, and there's going to be a foul called on St. Cecilia. Trying to break through a screen, Jamie Williams. Fouls on the play. It'll be a non-shooting situation, and the Whippets will play it in. Sydney Stadler coming in for Minden. Lissa Schropp, Caitlin Ernst for St. Cecilia. 3:41 to go in period number three. 31-16 Whippets. Stadler gets the ball to Brooke Kissinger. Cross court to Jamie Kissinger. She stops and pops from 13. Going to be short. No good. Ball on the baseline. Grab by Morgan Nicola. She travels with the ball. Turnover, St. Cecilia. Basketball back to the Whippets. St. Cecilia with the turnover there. They cannot buy a basket here. They're down by 15 in this one now. Jamie Kissinger inbounds to Brooke. Long three from the wing. Off the side of the backboard and rim. No good rebound. Jamie Kissinger shot up. No good. Battle for grabbed by Jamie Williams for St. Cecilia. Williams to Schropp. Alyssa front court for the Hawkettes. To Nicola. Right side to Gettert. She'll take the three from the wing. In the hole, Sarah Gettert. And a timeout, quick timeout called by John Kyle of St. Cecilia. So we'll take one with the score. Minden 31, St. Cecilia 19. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena, 31-19 after the three-pointer there by Sarah Gettert. St. Cecilia last scored with 4:38 to go in the second quarter. So they go the last 4:38 of the first half, the first 4:45 of the second, so over 9 minutes without a point for St. Cecilia. They break the run of 18 points for Minden. It's 31-19, Hollinger front court for the Whippets. To Brooke Kissinger, 31-19 Whippets. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Brooke will drive, put up the runner. It'll roll off there, no good. Rebound Jamie Williams for St. Cecilia to Libby Kissinger. Libby, front court, will drive all the way for the Hawkins. Lost control of the ball out of bounds. And they say it's off Sydney Stadler of the Whippets. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball underneath their own basket. St. Cecilia's got to find some urgency here. They're down by a dozen. Libby Kissinger looks to inbound, does to Sarah Gettert. Gettert into the lane, stops, will shoot a five-footer off there, no good, just rolls off. Stadler the rebound for the Whippets. Stadler to Nelson. Nelson to Hollinger. She'll slow it up in the backcourt, passes to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke will bring it into the scoring zone for the Whippets with 2:30 to play in the third quarter. Brooke Kissinger, top of the key now to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie lost control, hits the deck, lost it now to Libby Kissinger. Libby, front court pass to Alyssa Schropp. Alyssa will drive, put up the runner off the backboard and rim, and good. Alyssa Schropp with her first field goal, and it's 31-21 Whippets. Front court, it's Brooke Kissinger, the last five now by the Whippets, losing the ball out of bounds is Brooke Kissinger. Turnover on Minden with 2:06 to go, and Rick Cremosta takes a timeout for the Whippets. Hawkettes have scored the last five. We'll take a timeout with 2:06 to go in the third quarter. Minden 31, St. Cecilia 21, back in 30 seconds.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
After going 9 minutes and 23 seconds without a point, St. Cecilia scored the last five. Between those points for the Hawkettes, the Whippets have an 18-point run. They built the lead up to 31-16. It's now 31-21. Minden with 2:06 to go here in the third quarter. A final score of that boys' high school game over at Adams Central tonight. Adams Central defeats Kearney Catholic. Patriots 58, Kearney Catholic 51. So the Patriots win by 7, 58-51 over Kearney Catholic in boys' action tonight. Front court, Libby Kissinger to Caitlin Ernst for the Hawkettes. To Schrock, to Kissinger. Free throw line to Nicola. Morgan with it. We'll head for the hoop, put up the shot. It will count. It is good, and it counts. Morgan Nicola with the field goal, and she's fouled in the play. Brooke Kissinger picks up her first, and Morgan Nicola makes the field goal. 31-23, 7-point St. Cecilia run, and Nicola tried to complete the three-point play. She has scored 5. Free throw up, and good. Completes that three-point play. 8-point St. Cecilia run. It's 31-24. So they've cut the lead from 16 to 8. So a game of runs in the middle part of this ball game. Front court, Carly Sartorius for the Whippets. To Bailey Peterson, left side to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie heads for the hoop, cut off at the baseline. Back out to Hallie Bauer in the lane. Loops a pass inside to Peterson. Nice pass. Missed the shot, did Peterson. Rebounded by Ernst to Nicola. So a great assist there by Bauer, but the ball doesn't fall for Peterson. Hawkettes front court. Libby Kissinger with 1:16 to go. To Ernst. Right of the free throw line. To Nicola for 3 from the wing. Short. No good. Rebound Bailey Peterson. Hits the deck. Lost control of the ball. Picked up by Brooke Kissinger. 3-on-2 to Jamie Kissinger. Can't control it. It's out of bounds. The Whippets had the numbers but can't complete the fast drive and score. Claire Hamburger in for Alyssa Schropp. Jamie Williams in for Sarah Getter for the Hawkettes. 1:01 to go, third quarter. 31-24. Minden by 7. St. Cecilia basketball. Libby Kissinger in the backcourt for St. Cecilia. Still in the backcourt. Passes into the front court to Morgan Nicola. Morgan with it for the Hawkettes. Brooke Kissinger with the defense. Morgan around the screen, left alone. She'll take an 18-footer off the front iron. No good. Rebound Carly Sartorius. She lost control of the ball, but she's fouled in the play by Caitlin Ernst of St. Cecilia. So Ernst with the foul there. 16 fouls on the Hawkettes, so the Whippets will be in the bonus on the next foul if it's not a shooting situation. 40 seconds to go. Minden basketball up by 7. 31-24. Brooke Kissinger in the scoring zone for the Whippets. Behind the back dribble, a blocking foul called on Libby Kissinger. That's a big one there. That's number 4 on Libby Kissinger with 29 seconds to go. 29 seconds to go in the third, and that's 4 on Libby Kissinger. She's the veteran point guard for this team. She has 4 fouls, and Alyssa Schropp in. Brooke Kissinger will have the 1 in bonus. For the Whippets, Brooke has 8 in the game. Free throw is up, and it is good. She earns the bonus. 32-24, Whippets by 8. Breaks the 8-point St. Cecilia run. 32-24, Brooke's second in the air. In and out, no good. Ernst grabs it for St. Cecilia. 32-24, Minden. 25 seconds to go in this third quarter. Schropp with it for the Hawkettes. Behind the back dribble into the lane. Puts up the shot from 7. No good. Ernst rebound. Shoots. Misses. Just rolls off. But she's fouled in the play. Caitlin Ernst to go to the free throw line. Foul called there on Minden's Jamie Kissinger. And Caitlin Ernst to the free throw line to shoot a pair for St. Cecilia. 32-24. Ernst shooting 2. 16 seconds to go. Third quarter. Free throw. Hits the front iron and goes down for Ernst. 32-25. Hallie Bauer back in for the Whippets. Hallie with 3 fouls and 5 points going out. Allison Hollinger. Caitlin Ernst shoots the second free throw. It is up and it is going to be good. She has 7. 32-26. Hawkettes back within 6. 16 seconds to go. Backcourt pressure by the Hawkettes. Jamie Kissinger inbounds to Brooke Kissinger. She can't control it. Lost it on the end line. And it'll be Hawkettes basketball. Allison Hollinger will come in for the Whippets for Hallie Bauer. Not going to risk Bauer getting that third foul while playing defense here. and get it in for Olivia Thomas, who's in there briefly for St. Cecilia. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Claire Hamburger inbounds to Jamie Williams. She's left all alone and scores. Jamie Williams with a field goal. St. Cecilia within four, 32-28. Quickly front court, a steal by Morgan Nicola. In the back court, Nicola still has the ball. 3 seconds to go to Schropp at the timeline. We'll try to get it off at the end of the quarter. It's going to be no good. Might not have counted anyway. And that's the end of the third quarter. So after three, Minden, 32. St. Cecilia, 28. A dandy here tonight. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Lynn Farrell Arena. After three, it's Minden 32, St. Cecilia 28. Minden has an 18-point run at the end of the second quarter, the beginning of the third. The Whippets at that point led 31-16. St. Cecilia scores its first points after going 9 minutes and 23 seconds without a point. Made it 31-19. St. Cecilia started an 8-point run, made it 31-24, and it's now 32-28, Minden after three. So we've had a game of runs, 4-point Minden lead, fourth quarter about to begin. Jamie Kissinger, Brooke Kissinger, Carly Satorius, Bailey Peterson, Hallie Bauer for the Whippets, Claire Hamburger, Sarah Gettert, Morgan Nicola, Alyssa Schropp, Jamie Williams for St. Cecilia. Remember, Libby Kissinger has four fouls for St. Cecilia. She's on the bench. 17 fouls on the Hawkettes, three on the Whippets. Fourth quarter underway, district sub-district championship, and trip to the district final on the line for the last 8 minutes. Satorius with it in the lane. 13-footer going to be short. No good rebound, Nicola. Nicola bounce pass back out to Alyssa Schropp. Schropp in the backcourt. Pass now to Nicola. Nicola crosses the timeline. 4-point game. Minden led by 15 in the middle of that third quarter. Inside to Gettert. Turn, shoot, shot short. Rebound, Jamie Kissinger for the Minden Whippets. 32-28 Minden, fourth quarter. Jamie Kissinger to the baseline, puts up a shot. It is good. It will not count. A blocking foul on St. Cecilia before the shot, says the man, the official. Jamie Williams picks up her third, and Jamie Kissinger to the line for the 1-1 for the Minden Whippets. Hamburger and Williams go out. Libby Kissinger with her four fouls in. Kaitlin Ernst in. Jamie Kissinger, 62% free throw shooter, makes the first. Earns the bonus. She has 10. 33-28, Minden. Whippet, 6 out of 9 from the free throw line through the first three quarters. Kissinger makes the second. So Jamie makes them both. 34-28, Minden by 6. Libby Kissinger front court to Sarah Gettert for the Hawkettes. To Morgan Nicola. Inside, all alone is Schropp. She'll put up the shot. Rolls off there, no good. Ball comes out of there with it is Kissinger. She's tied up by Ernst. And a whistle, a tie, a jump ball call. Jump ball called, alternate possession. It will stay with St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia shooting 29% from the field through the first three quarters. The Whippets, 33%. Minden, 80% from the free throw line. 8 turnovers. 17 on the Whippets in the game and 11 on St. Cecilia. Sarah Gettert, 18-footer for three. No good, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Minden basketball. 6-point Minden lead, 34-28. 18 rebounds for the St. Cecilia girls, 16 from Minden through three quarters. Gettert out, Williams in for the Hawkettes. 34-28 Minden, 6:53 to go in the fourth quarter of this sub-district championship game. Brooke Kissinger in the backcourt for the Whippets now. Calls a play, dribbles it across the timeline. Left wing pass to Bailey Peterson. Look inside for Bauer. Can't find her there. In the corner now to Hallie. One dribble to Jamie Kissinger. To Brooke for three from the wing. Off the back iron, no good. Tipped around and grabbed there by Alyssa Schropp. 3-on-1, St. Cecilia. Schropp will drive all the way, put up the shot. Off the backboard and rim. It is good. It counts. And a blocking foul on the Whippets. Alyssa Schropp. with her second field goal, goes to the free throw line to try to complete this three-point play. It's 34-30 now, and Brooke Kissinger picks up the foul. And Bailey Peterson's going to have to come out. She's got a bloody nose. So Bailey's going to have to get some attention here. She has got a bloody nose, so she'll have to come out of there, and Sydney Stadler comes in. Alyssa Schropp at the line for St. Cecilia to try to complete this three-point play. It's 34-30, Whippets by four. Free throw up by Schropp. In and out, no good. The rebound, Hallie Bauer for the Whippets. Pass to Brooke Kissinger into the scoring zone of the Whippets. Up by four. Brooke with the basketball, left-handed dribble. Still with the ball, left side to Hallie Bauer, around the screen, Bauer to Satorius, to Kissinger. Brooke with it in the lane, puts up the runner. It's going to be well short, but she was fouled in the play. And Brooke Kissinger to the line to shoot two for the Whippets. Kaitlin Ernst picks up her third. Brooke Kissinger at the line. She has scored nine. Brooke is four out of six from the free throw line. It's up and it's good. This is a two-shot situation. 35-30, Whippets by five. The winner here gets the winner of the Valentine and O'Neill game 1 week from tomorrow. Kissinger's second is good, so Brooks buries them both. She made five out of her last six at the line. 36-30, Whippets by six, with 6:02 to go in the fourth quarter. Libby Kissinger front court for the Hawkettes, right side to Nicola. Inside to Williams, she'll shoot and score. The inside pass there to Jamie Williams, and she has eight. 36-32, Whippets by four. Front court, Brooke Kissinger for the Whippets to Satorius. Cross court to Bauer. Hallie with it. In the lane. Puts up the runner. Shot up and good. Hallie Bauer with the bucket there for 7 points for her. Timeout on the floor. Minden will take it after the score. It's the Whippets 38. St. Cecilia 32. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena. 5:39 to go in this fourth quarter. It's Minden 38, St. Cecilia 32. St. Cecilia basketball. Bailey Peterson back out there. She's got a little wad of cotton in her nose. She had to leave a while ago with a bloody nose, but has that handled for the moment. St. Cecilia in the backcourt, a pass to Libby Kissinger into the scoring zone for St. Cecilia. Libby with it. Remember, Kissinger has four fouls for the Hawkettes, and Kaitlin Ernst with three for St. Cecilia. Three for Hallie Bauer. Looped inside to Ernst, and a whistle. She's double-teamed there and held in the play. Foul on the Minden Whippets. Called on Hallie Bauer, and that's her fourth. So Hallie Bauer for Minden, Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia with four fouls apiece. Two key cogs in these teams' offenses and defenses. Sydney Stadler will come in for the Whippets. Hallie Bauer is going to have to sit down with four fouls with 5:20 to go. 38-32 Minden. Allison Hollinger, the 5'6 senior, comes in and replacing Bailey Peterson for the Whippets. 5:20 to play. Schropp will throw it in for the Hawkettes. Still looking, and does a five-second call. The turnover on St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes can't get it inbound, so the good defense there by the Whippets. No one to throw it into. And the turnover for St. Cecilia with 5:20 to go, and the Whippets will control. They'll come the length of the floor against some backcourt pressure from the Hawkettes. Brooke Kissinger has it in the backcourt. She'll get it into the scoring zone. Libby Kissinger with the defense there. To Hollinger to Jamie Kissinger. Around the screen, Jamie left alone from 17. Around that screen, and she scores. That's four this quarter, 13 in the game for Jamie Kissinger. 40-32, the Whippets have it back up to eight with 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Kissinger into the lane, puts up the shot, going to be blocked and taken out of there by Jamie Kissinger. The block by Kissinger, and she comes down with the basketball. Front court to Brooke Kissinger. Heads for the hoop. Runner from seven. Off no good. Tipped around. Foul going to be called, it looks like, on Allison Hollinger of the Whippets. It is on Allison Hollinger trying to get that offensive rebound. And that's the 16th foul on the Whippets, so no shooting for St. Cecilia. Sarah Gettard in. But before the Hawkeyes can throw it in, timeout, St. Cecilia. So we'll take another one with 4:38 to go, fourth quarter. Minden 40, St. Cecilia 32, back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Lynn Farrell Arena at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the Hastings College campus. We have 4 minutes and 38 seconds to go in regulation time here at Lynn Farrell Arena. This is the Class C1 Sub-District Girls Championship game. St. Cecilia and Minden, the Minden Whippets, leading 40-32 over St. Cecilia in this high school game here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. And also at KLIQFM.com. St. Cecilia basketball in the backcourt. Inbounded to Libby Kissinger. Sarah Gettard out there. Morgan Nicola, Caitlin Ernst. Jamie Williams for the Hawkeyes. Gettard, front court. Carly Sartorius, Jamie Kissinger, Brooke Kissinger, Allison Hollinger, and Bailey Peterson for the Whippets. St. Cecilia ball there down by 8. 4:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Libby Kissinger pass inside to Ernst. She will turn. Lost control of it, out of bounds, and travels. Traveling first, turnover, Hawkeyes. Trying to work it inside to Ernst, the senior there, against Bailey Peterson, the 6-foot senior for Minden. But traveling there on the Hawkeyes. Brooke Peterson, front court for Minden. 8-point lead in the basketball to Sartorius. Sartorius to Jamie Kissinger. Around the screen is Jamie. Right side to Brooke Kissinger for 3, and a whistle. Before the shot, the ball goes down, and a travel call on Brooke Kissinger. She received the pass and must have had a little hop step there, and they called traveling on Brooke Kissinger. She made the shot, but it won't count the violation before the shot. 40-32 Minden, under 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia into the scoring zone. Left side to Sarah Gettard. Inside to Williams. She'll score. That's the third field goal this half. Jamie Williams has scored inside, taking the pass from the perimeter. They go to the floor in the backcourt, and a whistle and a timeout as Minden had possession of the ball. Rick Cremosa from Minden gets the timeout from the bench to save that possession. We'll take a timeout with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Minden 40, St. Cecilia 34, back in 30 seconds.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Getting down
the Breeze, 94.5.
Getting down to crunch time here at Lynn Farrell Arena. 3:40 to play, 40-34 Whippets. They have the basketball. They'll try to come the length of the floor. St. Cecilia will pressure all over in the backcourt. Jamie Kissinger inbounds in the backcourt to Hallie Bauer, who's back in there. Remember, she has 4 fouls. Libby Kissinger out there for St. Cecilia with 4. Bauer, front court now to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke for the Whippets to Jamie Kissinger. They work against this man-to-man defense. There's a steal by Morgan Nicola. Nicola will drive, shoot, and score on the steal and score. Morgan Nicola with 8. Cuts it to 4. 40-36. Minden by 4. Brooke Kissinger in the backcourt. The turnover there by the Whippets. Brooke Kissinger right side to Sartorius. Inside pass deflected out of bounds. Nicola can't save it. Basketball stays with the Whippets. Alyssa Schropp, Caitlin Ernst in for St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger, Sarah Gettard out for the Hawkeyes. Janie Kissinger will play it in for the Whippets to the left, underneath their own basket. 3:06 to go. Kissinger to Sister Brooke on the inbound pass. Strange to see a man-to-man defense. Four-point game with 3 minutes to play. Brooke Kissinger to Jamie Kissinger. Top of the key to Bailey Peterson, and she traveled. A travel on Bailey Peterson. Another turnover on the Whippets. Claire Hamburger in for the Hawkettes. Libby Kissinger going to get a bit of a breather here. She'll go to the bench. 2:52 to play. Four-point game. Morgan Nickel inbounds in the backcourt to Alyssa Schropp for St. Cecilia into the scoring zone. Man-to-man Minden defense. Schropp loops the pass to the free throw line to Nicola. Nicola turns, takes a 15-footer. Short off the iron, no good. And a whistle and a push underneath the basket. But who's it on? It's on Minden's Holly Bauer. Holly has just fouled out of the game with 7 points. With 2:40 to go in the ballgame. Holly Bauer, the leading scorer for the Whippets, fouls out with 2:40 to go in the game. Her fifth foul, she leads with 7 points. Remember, St. Cecilia is doing all this the last few games without their leading scorer, Chanel Farmer, has a broken fibula, broken leg, and she's done for the season. St. Cecilia trying to get to the district final. Alyssa Schropp to the free throw line. St. Cecilia 1-1. Free throw up, no good. Missed the front end of that 1-1. 2:36 to play. 40-36, Minden by four. Brooke Kissinger with the basketball. Right side to Carly Sartorius. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Sartorius top of the key to Allison Hollinger, who checked in for Hallie Bauer. Right side to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke with it for the Whippets. To Sartorius. Sartorius to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie heads for the hoop, puts up the shot. No good. She's fouled on the play. And that one is on Caitlin Ernst. That'll be her fourth foul. And Jamie Kissinger to the line to shoot two. Whippets working on that high screen near the free throw line. And Jamie Kissinger getting around that well-set screen and headed for the hoop there. Makes the first of two. 41-36. Minden by five with 2:12 to go. 14 in the game for Jamie Kissinger. She missed only one free throw. Second one up. This one's nothing but the bottom of the net. 6 points this quarter for Jamie Kissinger. 42-36. 2:06 to go in the ballgame. 6 point Minden lead. Ernst with the basketball for St. Cecilia. Bounce pass to Schropp. She'll take the three. It's in the hole. Alyssa Schropp for three. 42-39 with 1:52 to go. Minden by three. Brooke Kissinger front court for the Whippets. To Sartorius. Sartorius down to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie cut off there by Morgan Nicola. Out of the baseline. Jamie Kissinger still on the dribble. 1:35 to go. Kissinger now gives up the dribble. Pass to Hollinger. Tipped away from her and out of bounds. Off the Whippets, says the official. Turnover on Minden. Basketball with 1:32 to go to St. Cecilia. Hamburger and Ernst out. Williams and Gettert in. Williams, Gettert, Schropp, Kissinger, and Nicola in there for St. Cecilia. Inbounded to Schropp. 42-39 Minden. 1:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Three-point ball game. Schropp with it. Bounce pass to Williams. Left wing. Man-to-man Minden defense. To Kissinger for the tie. Libby's shot is good. We're tied up. Libby Kissinger for three. Made that shot with 1:16 to go. 1:10 to go in the ball game. We're tied at 42. St. Cecilia's come back from a 15-point third-quarter deficit. Front court, Brooke Kissinger for the Whippets. 1 minute to play in the fourth quarter. Sartorius to Jamie Kissinger. Around the screen, 15-footer short, but a foul going to be called on St. Cecilia, and it's going to be called on Libby Kissinger, and she has fouled out of the basketball game. The senior leader fouls out of the game as Jamie Kissinger comes around that screen again, puts up the shot. Libby Kissinger fouls out with 55 seconds to go. And to the free throw line to try to break this tie. On the 10th, St. Cecilia foul. The Whippets will shoot two. Jamie Kissinger. Jamie on the season is a 62% free throw shooter, but tonight She is 5 out of 6. She's made her last 5 from the line for this quarter. Jamie Kissinger with 54.9 seconds to go. Free throw up. It is good. She's shooting 2 here. 43-42 Whippet. Jamie Kissinger will eye the second to make this a 2-point game. It is up. It is good. Kissinger's made 6 out of 6 this quarter from the line. 44-42, Minden by 2. 50 seconds to go. St. Cecilia front court. Nicola to get it from the wing in the air. Off the back iron, no good. Tipped around. They go to the floor. Peterson grabs the basketball, tries to grab it. She hit the floor and a traveling call. Bailey Peterson went to the floor with the basketball and traveling call with 40 seconds to go. Caitlin Ernst in, Alyssa Schropp out. St. Cecilia to throw it in. 40 seconds to go. Minden by 2, 44-42. Hamburger to play it in. Inside, going to be picked off there. No, Ernst grabs the basketball. Almost picked off. Ernst tied up on the play. All to the possession. It goes to Minden. So that's a turnover on St. Cecilia with 38 seconds to go. 44-42. Alyssa Schropp in for the Hawkettes. Caitlin Ernst will come out. 38 seconds to go. Minden 44. St. Cecilia 42. Full court pressure backcourt by the Hawkettes. Jamie Kissinger wants to play it in. She does to Brooke Kissinger in the backcourt. Brooke double team there. And a whistle and a timeout by Minden. Again called by Rick Cremost on the Minden bench. We'll take a timeout with 34 seconds to play. Minden 44, St. Cecilia 42. Back in 30 seconds.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden. Proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena. Just a bit quiet in here right now, but that's going to pick up in a matter of seconds. The student sections going at each other here during the timeout. 34 seconds to play. Minden, 44. St. Cecilia, 42. What's on the line? Class C1 Sub-District 9 Championship. The winner moves on to the District Championship 1 week from tomorrow. Minden by 2. St. Cecilia has come back from 15 down in the middle of the third quarter. Jamie Kissinger, 2 free throws with 55 seconds to go. Given Minden the lead, St. Cecilia could not convert on their end, and Minden has the basketball. Jamie Kissinger wants to play it in the backcourt. She does to Brooke Kissinger in the backcourt, and she has stepped out of bounds. Jamie Kissinger passed that ball to sister Brooke on the end line, and Brooke couldn't stay in bounds, and the turnover by the Whippets to the Hawkettes with 32 seconds to play. Sarah Gettard will play it in for the Hawkettes underneath her own basket. She looks inside to throw it in. Does long to Morgan Nicola at the top of the key. Right side to Gettard. 28 seconds to go. Nicola passes too strong for Caitlin Ernst and out of bounds, and the Hawkettes turn it over. The St. Cecilia, after missing a shot earlier in this final minute, has turned it over a couple times. Claire Hamburger will check in for St. Cecilia. 27 seconds to go. Ernst out, Hamburger in. Hamburger with a little more speed. They're going to go for the steal, the turnover in the backcourt. Jamie Kissinger wants to play it in. She does to Bailey Peterson in the backcourt. Peterson double team there. One dribble gives up to Jamie Kissinger with 20 seconds to go. Jamie in the backcourt to the timeline with 18. Front court now to Hollinger. Minden's fouled on the play. Hollinger fouled by Jamie Williams. And Allison Hollinger, usually one of the first off the bench, comes in. She is a 25% free throw shooter. She will shoot 2. 44-42. Whippet. Hollinger at the free throw line with 15 seconds to go. Free throw up. Buried it. Allison Hollinger buries the free throw. 45-42. 15 seconds to play. Again, Allison not a very good free throw shooter, but that one was nothing but net. She can make this a two-possession game here with 15 seconds to go. Hollinger's second free throw is up. It is going to be rolling out, no good. Three-point game. Nicola, front court for St. Cecilia. 10 seconds to play to Schropp, and a timeout, though, first. We're going to keep it here during this timeout. We don't want to miss anything here, folks. 11.4 seconds to go. Minden 45, St. Cecilia 42, and John Kyle's going to draw up a play here. St. Cecilia down by three. Allison Hollinger makes one out of two with 15 seconds to go. St. Cecilia grabs the rebound, gets it into the front court, calls a timeout. 11.4 seconds to go. 45-42, Minden. Up and down we've gone in this basketball game. A big drought, middle of the second quarter to the middle of the third for St. Cecilia. The Whippets take advantage. They have an 18-point run during that time frame when St. Cecilia could not score. In fact, went 9 minutes and 23 seconds without scoring. The Whippets scored 18 in a row, had a 31-16 lead. It was 32-28 after three. St. Cecilia gets it tied at 42 with 1:16 to go. Jamie Kissinger with two free throws. Allison Hollinger with one in the final minute here, and it's 45-42. Nicola, Williams, Ernst, Gettert, and Schropp for St. Cecilia. Kissinger, Peterson, Hollinger, and Sartorius for the Whippets. Again, Hallie Bowers fouled out of the game. Williams inbound to Schropp. 10 seconds to go, three-point game. Schropp is fouled by Sartorius. And that's what the Minden Whippets wanted to do. Although it's a one and bonus, they wanted to foul there to prevent the three. Sartorius picks up the foul. And Alyssa Schropp's going to go to the free throw line for the one and one here with 8.2 seconds to go. Schropp is going to throw it up, and it's going to be good. She earns the bonus. 45-43. Alyssa will try the second here. Schropp has 6 points this quarter. She'll eye the second free throw. 45-43, 8.2 seconds to go. Free throw up. This one's no good. The rebound goes to Peterson on the baseline. She grabs the ball for the Whippets with 5 seconds to go. Grabbed by Nicola, but a foul first. With 4.2 seconds to go, St. Cecilia fouls, and the Whippets will go to the free throw line. Kaylin Ernst will foul out. That's her fifth foul. 4.2 seconds to go, and Bailey Peterson to the free throw line for the Whippets. Bailey starting this week, 54% free throw shooter. If she makes these two, it'll be over. Peterson will shoot two. The Hawkettes over the 10-foul limit. 4.2 seconds to go. 45-43 Minden. Bailey Peterson to shoot two. First toss is no good, but she's going to shoot two here. Two-shot situation. Missed the shot. St. Cecilia grabbed the rebound. And the clock did run, so they're going to have to reset the clock. It was about 4.9 before the free throw. Bailey Peterson's going to get a second. She missed the first. St. Cecilia grabbed the rebound, but it was a two-shot situation. Four two. 4.2 is going to be put back on the clock the way it looks here. 45-43. Bailey Peterson is going to be at the line for the second. So this can be a three-point game. The Hawkettes are going to need a three-pointer. Bailey Peterson second. It is up. It is good. 46-43. St. Cecilia will come the length of the floor, down by three. It goes to Nicola. She'll heave it from about three-quarters court. It's going to be short. No good, and the game is over. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes defeated by the top-seeded Minden Whippets, 46-43. And oh my, a whale of a sub-district championship game. The Minden Whippets defeat the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, 46-43, as they make four free throws in the final 55 seconds to win it, 46-43. Wow, what a ball game. It's going to take us a while to recap it. We'll get it all figured out, but the Minden Whippets win the Class C1 Sub-District 9 Championship, defeating the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, 46-43, there will be a new Class C1 Girls State Basketball Champion in 2012. The defending champion Hawkettes defeated here tonight in the sub-district title game by the top-seeded Minden Whippets in this sub-district. The Whippets 46, the Hawkettes 43. We'll try to get it all wrapped up for you in 2 minutes.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska and an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And back at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Minden Whippets defeat the St. Cecilia Hawkettes 46-43. It was 45-42 in the regular season meeting in the middle of January. It's 46-43 with the Whippets winning both times. This one tonight for the C1 Sub-District 9 Championship. And the Whippets will move into the District Championship game 1 week from... But tomorrow night, they're going to play either Valentine or O'Neill. That game tonight for their sub-district championship. And the Whippets win it here tonight, 46-43. This is the Vaughn's Printers post-game show. The post-game show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, your full-service printer, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. Call 402-463-7721. This is the Vaughn's Printers post-game show. But wow, what a ball game in this one. Up and down the floor we went. We had runs by both teams. We had good free throw shooting. We had turnovers. We had good offense. We had good defense. We had block shots. We pretty much had it all. Maybe the big story of this game, the Minden Whippets have an 18-point run in the middle of the second quarter till the middle of the third. That's because St. Cecilia went 9 minutes and 23 seconds spanning the end of the second quarter and the first 4:45 of the third quarter. St. Cecilia goes 9 minutes, 23 seconds without scoring. The Whippets score 18 unanswered points, and they come from 16-13 down to go up 31-16 with 3:15 to go in the third quarter of play. So a 15-point Minden lead resulted out of all that. The Whippets then led 32-28 as St. Cecilia came right back, went on an 8-point run. It was 32-28 Minden after three quarters of play. In the fourth quarter, the Whippets moved that lead up to 34-28. They had it up again to 40-32. That would be the last time the Whippets would have an 8-point lead. St. Cecilia got it down to 42-39. Libby Kissinger then made a 3-point field goal with 1:16 to go. We were tied at 42-42. Jamie Kissinger, who made 6 out of 6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, stepped to the line with 55 seconds to go and made 2 to give the Whippets a 44-42 lead. Allison Hollinger made 1 out of 2 free throws for Minden with 15 seconds to go to make it 45-42. St. Cecilia. That time frame also missed a shot, had a couple of turnovers. The free throws there by Kissinger and Hollinger made it 45-42. Melissa Schropp made one free throw to make it 45-43 for St. Cecilia with around 6 seconds to go in the game. And then Bailey Peterson made one out of two with 4.9 seconds to go in the game, or just under 5 seconds to go. Bailey Peterson makes a free throw to make it 46-43, forcing the Hawkettes to try for a three-point play. They had to come the length of the floor, and they threw up a shot from about three-quarters court, and well short, and the Minden Whippets won it 46-43. So the big free throws in that fourth quarter, especially by Jamie Kissinger, two with 55 seconds to go, one by Allison Hollinger with 15 seconds to go. Bailey Peterson made one with 5 seconds to go, and the last four from the line, and the Whippets won it by the score of 46-43 this evening. In fact, our last point from the field came from that Libby Kissinger three-pointer for St. Cecilia that tied it at 42. The rest of the points from the free throw line, Minden had four, St. Cecilia had one, and the Whippets won it 46-43. Wow, what a ball game for the sub-district championship. And the Minden Whippets now 19-2, and they move on to the district championship a week from tomorrow. All those district championships in classes B, C1, C2, D1, D2 for the girls will be on Friday, February the 24th, and the Whippets will know later this evening who they're going to be playing. It's going to be Valentine R. O'Neill. And, of course, the schools will get together and determine what time and where they're going to play. You may have to get a reservation if Valentine, who knows where that one's going to be played between Minden, if it's Valentine or O'Neill. It's going to be somewhere probably about halfway in between, but we'll see, and I'll let you know all about that in the coming days. And this one tonight, Minden 46, St. Cecilia 43. For the Minden Whippets in scoring, Jamie Kissinger had 17. 6 out of 6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 7 out of 8 from the line for the game for Jamie. Also a couple of big threes in the second quarter. In fact, her two threes in the second quarter gave Minden its first lead of the game. They had trailed 16-13 and then led 18-16 and then 21-16. They trailed 16-15, went up 18-16, 21-16 on the two threes by Jamie Kissinger. That was part of that 18-point run by the Whippets tonight. They were down 16-13, scored the next 18, went ahead 31-16 in the third quarter. A big part of that was the two threes by Jamie Kissinger in that second quarter. She had 17 to lead the way, 11 for Brooke Kissinger, 7 for Hallie Bauer before she fouled out, 5 for Carly Sartorius, 3 for Bailey Peterson, including that last free throw that made it a three-point margin, 2 points for Sydney Stadler, and 1 for Allison Hollinger. Allison's only free throw made with 15 seconds to go made it a two-point game at that point, 3-point game at 45-42. So the only point for Hollinger was a big free throw late in the game, and 1 of the 3 for Bailey Peterson, a free throw with 5 seconds to go, that made the final margin 46-43. So 17 for Jamie Kissinger, 11 for Brooke Kissinger for the Minden Whippets here this evening. For St. Cecilia, the scoring, Jamie Williams had 10, including a 6 in the second half, 8 for Morgan Nicola, 8 for Alyssa Schropp, 7 for Caitlin Ernst, 4 for Claire Hamburger, 3 for Libby Kissinger, and 3 for Sarah Gettert for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes here this evening as they drop it to Minden, 46-43. St. Cecilia outscored by the Whippets 21-16 in the first half. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes outscored the Whippets 27-25 in the second, and Minden wins it by the score of 46-43. Here are the stats as we have them for you. For the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, they shoot 30% from the floor, 14 out of 47. Minden, 41% from the field, 13 out of 32. St. Cecilia had 21 rebounds. The Whippets had 20. Turnovers, St. Cecilia 15, Minden 23 in the contest. 7 steals for the Hawkettes, 5 for the Minden Whippets. 3-point field goal shooting in, for the game, Minden was 4 out of 5 from 3-point range, 80% for the Whippets from 3-point field goal range here this evening. And they shoot 80% from 3-point range, 4 out of 5. St. Cecilia, 4 out of 11 for 36%. Free throws, 9 out of 15, St. Cecilia, 60%. 16 out of 21 for the Whippets, 76% from the line, including including 10 out of 12 in the fourth quarter. So the Whippets, 16 out of 21 from the free throw line, and of course their last four from the line, and they win it by 3, 46-43. We're going to take a timeout when we return. We'll try to wrap this up in a bow, maybe get a chance to talk to St. Cecilia coach John Kyle or Rick Cremosta of Minden. We'll see about that. They're still in with their players getting ready for things here, but as we've gone through this game, and Minden wins it by the score of 46-43. Let's take a timeout when we return. We'll talk more on the Vaughn's Printers postgame show. Coach!
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
He's the head basketball coach of the Minden Whippets. Coach just sat down and said, well, just another easy one, right, Coach? What a ball game, Coach. Just a great game and great athletes on this floor tonight, and great effort by your kids and the Hawkettes too, but congratulations, and your kids did the job tonight, Coach.
Well, it was a battle, and that game could have went either way. The St. Cecilia girls, there's no question about it. They came ready to play, and we got them down there 14, 15 points, and there's no quitting those girls. John had them ready to go, and I really think that the blue team out there tonight, St., they played a little tougher, with Chanel on the sideline there. I think all those kids up their level of play a notch. Since she got injured and played a little bit more, just a notch higher for every individual that stepped on the court.
Yeah, your girls too, Coach. I tell you, you knew going in it was going to be tough, so did St. Cecilia. But the big part of this game, you have an 18-point run the end of the second quarter, beginning of the third. They go 9 minutes without scoring, due in part to your good defense. Overall, how did you think you played defensively in this game? Obviously pretty well.
Well, I thought the first quarter we weren't great, but then, like you say, we went through that second quarter and midway through that third quarter, and we played good defense. But then, that fourth quarter, we got in some foul trouble and maybe played a little passive at times, and they just kept on coming at us.
Your basketball team led by Jamie Kissinger with 17 tonight, Coach. Jamie has a real good ball game for you. Hallie fouls out of the game. Bauer with 7 and Brooke with 11. You got the weapons there. Well, Jamie was ready to go tonight. She really had a good ball game for us. She kind of took things over for you late in the game.
Yeah, she hit some clutch foul shots for us there and hit a couple jumpers there that we needed. And we expect that out of James, and we expect that out of Brooke and Hallie. Hallie was kind of handcuffed with fouls tonight, but she hit some big shots there when we needed them, when we were struggling there a little bit. And I know she'll be back ready, raring to go for our next one. And Brooke's, she's a good ball handler and can shoot the ball pretty well and does a lot of good things for us. But I really thought, our other kids, I thought Carly Satorius and I thought Bailey Peterson was a big rebounder for us tonight. And I thought it was no question a team effort.
Your basketball team, Coach, you didn't get out of your offense in the fourth quarter. You didn't go into have the Hawkettes run and chase you. You went after them and kept running that offense. And the kids were very patient, and that experience they have paid off. You kept running the offense. It paid off. You got to the free throw line. You hit your free throws when you had to. So the girls paid attention to you when you were over there in the timeouts.
Usually I just roll the balls out there.
Yeah, there you go. But one big thing, Coach, also, 16 out of 21 from the free throw line, including those last four in the minute. You can't overemphasize the fact that if you can make your free throws in a close game against a good team, you're going to have a good chance, aren't you? But your kids hit them tonight.
Yeah, that's always important. So you got to hit those foul shots in a close one, and we were fortunate to do that tonight.
Well, Coach, I'm sure you've made one of your goals, sub-district championship, now one step away from state. But Valentine or O'Neill, a week from tomorrow night, I do not have a score for you. I'm sure you'll find out quickly enough, and we'll find out what time and where you're going to play after the schools get together. But, boy, fantastic so far. You just got to keep them going. You got a week to get ready for that one.
We're looking forward to playing another ball game. It's survival this time of year, and you just hope you got another one to play. That's what we're looking for.
And the basketball team, maybe they can take a deep breath. Maybe don't work them too hard tomorrow, Coach. Give them maybe a little time off tomorrow or something. You'll have them out there, I'm sure. But congratulations on tonight and this season, Coach. Let's keep them going and let's get down to Lincoln and bring back the big hardware. Who knows, huh?
Well, Saint did her last year, so maybe that's the Whippet's turn. But we'll do our very best. That's all we can do.
All right, Coach. Really appreciate your time. Congratulations, especially to the girls. And we'll talk as we move along. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
That's Rick Cremosa, the girls' basketball coach of the Minden Whippets, as they win the game tonight, 46-43 on the evening here. And if we can get Coach Kyle, we'll have him over here too. Saint Cecilia comes back from 15 down in this game, trailed by only four at halftime, and ended up dropping it by three, 46-43, as the Whippets make four free throws in the final minute of this game, two by Jamie Kissinger, one by Allison Hollinger, and a one in that fourth quarter of play for Bailey Peterson, and they win it by the score of 46-43. And John Kyle of St. Cecilia, head coach, is going to join us also, and really appreciate Coach coming up after the game, too, as Coach Cremosa up here. Tough loss, Coach, but as we said to Coach Cremosa, great ball game, a lot of great athletes on the floor, and up and down it went, and just a great ball game and a great effort by all the kids out there tonight.
Great game, great atmosphere. The crowds were into it. Players played their butts off, and that's really all you can ask for a game of this magnitude.
I guess as we talk with Coach Cremosa, big part of this game, you're team in the middle of the second quarter, to the middle of the third, go over 9 minutes without scoring. They have an 18-point run. We talked about that on the pregame. Neither team wanted to give up big runs to the other team. You fell 15 behind, but got back in the basketball game. That obviously the key point of the game. You just couldn't get the ball to go through the hole.
We couldn't. We missed some good shots. We had some real good looks and had a couple turnovers here and there. But you know, you're going to have those runs with Minden. They're such a good scoring team that they're going to make their runs. We just wanted to keep it less than that. And they got out to a big lead, and you know, I credit our girls for fighting back from that deficit.
Yeah, it was 15 down, but you scored the next eight and had it to seven, and then by four, at the end of three quarters of play, got it tied at 42. Just came down to the stretch where they made their free throws, and you missed a shot, had a couple of turnovers in there, so they made the plays at the end, and then your girls just came up a few points short.
That's right, and that's all you can tell the team. They really fought their way back into the game and had a chance there at the end to win it, and that's what we wanted going into the game, was a chance at the end. And a couple plays just didn't go our way, and if those are different, you know, things change.
Yeah, and you talk about the team, everybody contributing again, Coach. Without Chanel Farmer, you have to be very, very proud of this team, not only for the whole season, but tonight, too. And everybody steps up, and just a whale of an effort again by your kids tonight against a very good, very good Minden team, just a whale of an effort.
Yeah, and these girls have really been digging down in those type of games, those big games, and finding a way to get back into it or grab the lead. And I thought once we tied it there, I thought maybe we'd get a little bit of control, but credit them for coming down and getting to the foul line or scoring. I don't remember which, but then grabbing that nice lead back. And you know, like I said, we executed a lot of good things that fourth quarter, got some really nice open looks, and then Keisho's in. And so that's, you know, that's really all you can ask, is to execute it like that.
Yeah, and when they're standing at the free throw line and they hit their free throws, they make 16 out of 21. You can't defend the free throw, and they made the free throws when they had to, and you just couldn't get in a position to get that three-pointer to tie it at the end. But still, a great comeback by your kids and a great effort by your kids.
And all season long, they've done that. You know, we've played one of the tougher schedules in the state, and the toughest one since I've been here. And so, you know, credit these girls for going through that schedule and getting better each night and each time. And you know, it's unfortunate we didn't have Chanel, but you know, the other girls didn't make that an excuse. They just went out there and played hard and really worked hard.
Well, I guess we'll give a special tip of the hat here to the seniors, Coach, as their careers here coming to an end here tonight. Libby Kissinger, Jamie Williams, and Sarah Gettert, and Caitlin Ernst. So four in the team, so you'll have a lot of people back. But those four seniors, all the great stuff that they've contributed to this program in the last 4 years.
Yeah, they've had quite a journey, you know, especially last year and this year too, and even the year before that we went to state. And so they've had a lot of experiences, and we're going to miss that experience, you know, and come next year. But we got a lot of things coming back, and it's really laid a foundation for those younger girls. Excuse me, laid a foundation for those younger girls to build upon in the future years to come.
Well, Coach, it was another tremendous basketball season, 16-6 this year, and the Hawkettes will bow out tonight thanks for coming up tonight after this loss and all season long for all your time, and we really appreciate it. Thank you, sir, and congratulations on the season, especially to the girls.
Well, we always love it when you and Mike come out and cover us and do a great job doing that and really make it fun for the folks who can't make it to the game. So we appreciate that, Blaine.
John Kyle, appreciate it, and thank you for coming up. John Kyle, head basketball coach, St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Of course, John's assistants, P.J. Henry, Josh Noose, and John Jackson this year, assistant coaches for John Kyle and the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. They drop it here tonight to the Minden Whippets, 46-43. St. Cecilia comes from 15 down in the third quarter to tie it at 42-42 with 1:16 to go, but four free throws in the final minute by the Whippets, and St. Cecilia missing a shot, having a couple turnovers late in the game. Could muster only one free throw in that final minute, while the Whippets made four, and Minden won at 46-43, breaking that 42-all tie, but a whale of a basketball game. But again, the key part of the game, St. Cecilia goes 9 minutes, 23 seconds in the second and third quarter. Without scoring, Minden has an 18-point run. They have the lead up to 15. St. Cecilia gets it tied, but the Whippets hit their free throws. Jamie Kissinger makes six in a row in the fourth quarter, and the Whippets hit 16 out of 21 from the line in the ball game, and they win it 46-43. Minden now 19-2. They move on to the district championship game. They'll take on Valentine or O'Neill 1 week from tomorrow night in the district championship game. The basketball season over for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes with 16 wins and 6 losses on the season, so the defending C1 state champions will bow out here on sub-district final night here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Well, that kind of is it. Wow, we need to all take a deep breath. What a ball game. Minden wins it by 3. City basketball also tonight, a final score for you. The Adams Central Patriots in boys action defeated Kearney Catholic at Patriots Gym. Adams Central 58, Kearney Catholic 51 in boys high school basketball tonight. Those same two teams will be right back here on Tuesday night in the sub-district. The sub-district involving St. Cecilia, Gibbon, Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, and Minden for the boys will be right back on this floor starting Monday with St. Cecilia and Gibbon playing Monday. The winner gets Minden Tuesday night at 6. And then at 7:45, it'll be Adams Central and Kearney Catholic and the boys' sub-district championship 1 week from tonight here at Lynn Farrell Arena. So the boys will take over next Monday in that loaded C1 sub-district number 9. In the girls' C1 sub-district 9 championship tonight, the Minden Whippets defeat the St. Cecilia Hawkettes by the score of 46-43. You've been listening to the Vaughn's Printers post-game show. We thank both coaches, Rick Cremosta and John Kyle, for coming up here on the post-game show. The Vaughn's post-game show has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations as your full-service printer. Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Well, that'll do it for Lynn Farrell Arena. For statistician Gene Shaw, producer-engineer Maggie Rudolph, the final score, Minden 46, St. Cecilia 43. The Minden Whippets win the Class C1 Sub-District 9 Girls Basketball Championship. I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great evening and have a great rest of the week.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.